It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Altus. It's brought to you by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has Chiefs tickets at the lowest prices with no fees. Ticket differently at Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Here's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Altus.
And good evening, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's roll, baby. Let's keep the scare going. Love it. Let's go. Let's get red and real and get crazy. Yes, the 6-3 Chiefs lost yesterday. I get it to the Dallas Cowboys and now going to the bye week, but it's time to rev the engines to attack the final 7 weeks of the season and get back on a roll. Welcome to the Hy-Vee Market Grill tonight in Raytown on 350 Highway. Got a special for you here. Buy one burger, get the next one half off. Love the folks at Hy-Vee. Proud sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs on one of our great arteries in the city, 350 Highway. If you're rolling home or if you're commuting, stop by and see us. We got some room here. We got a great crowd here tonight. A reminder, the show is brought to you by Tickets for Less. Next home game coming up is Thanksgiving Sunday against the surprising Buffalo Bills. And Tickets for Less, Bentley's here tonight. Bentley can fill you in on all the details with Tickets for Less. Best seats, cheapest parking, largest tailgate party at Arrowhead. That's at TicketsForLess.com. Great crew here tonight. Not only Bentley here from Tickets for Less, Central Bank and the Midwest Geeks are here tonight. Taj Mahal Tailgaters, some as far as Savannah, Missouri. Susie Bling Bling, Kent the Cake Packer. Also, Cowboy Ryan is here lamenting over the loss in Bedlam to the Sooners. We'll talk about that. The Geeks are here tonight. Snowstorm Sandy, Autograph Geek. Also here tonight, the Red Coaters, and they were in Dallas. Cleo, Bessie, everybody. Queen Brenda was there. Ralph was there. Everybody was there in Dallas representing us, the thousands of fans that were there with the Geeks. Mentioned the Red Guard is here tonight. Craig leading the way there. Also, the Nothing But Noise Tailgaters are here tonight. The Superfans of Kansas City. Reed's Redheads are here tonight. Big A! Austin Woodard is here tonight. Drove all the way from Joplin. One of the heroes of the Joplin Tornado. And he has got his lovely gal with him tonight. His fiancée, Megan, is here tonight all the way from Joplin. The Irish Brigade is here tonight celebrating Army's whitewashing of the Air Force Academy. They will play for the Commanders and Chiefs Trophy against Navy coming up in about a month. Also, BCE is here tonight. And special guests are here tonight from the city of Raytown. The city of Raytown represented. Jason, the city engineer, is here tonight. He's kind of a big deal. Just letting you know that. So if you get a chance to say hi. And also here, he's going for Rookie of the Year in the city of Raytown. He's the executive assistant, Michael Stolzel. He's also my son-in-law. Ooh. Okay, and his beautiful wife is here tonight, my daughter, our daughter. Hey, hey. All right, you got to get off the deck. Okay, if you do score a 56-yard touchdown with only 2 seconds to go with about a .00005 chance of scoring a touchdown on that play, that is huge. But we have our crack staff here from the Chiefs that are here. Brad G., the Iowa State Cyclone, is here. There he is back there. We'll have a special guest later in the show, Mitchell Schwartz, who has got our right tackle, who's got the longest streak of any player right now in consecutive snaps in the National Football League. He's played 89 games, 89 consecutive starts. The dude is right now the NFL's Iron Man. If you're the Iron Man and you do that as we go into the next 7 weeks, it's time to go on a roll, not knock out the screen, but it's time to put the hammer down. Thank you to the city of Raytown and to the folks at Hy-Vee Market Grill for being our host and hostesses tonight on 350 Highway in the great city of Raytown. We'll be back with the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid, after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Test drive a Ford Escape and find out. With available EcoBoost power and a host of class-exclusive features designed to make life better. Compare Ford Escape next to a Toyota RAV4 or Honda CR-V and the reasons start to stack up. The 2017 Escape. That's Ford. And that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on 2016 calendar year sales.
Hey, Chiefs fans. Patrick Mahomes here. If you're looking for the best seats, the cheapest parking, and the largest tailgate party at Arrowhead, do what I do. Visit ticketsforless.com for the largest selection of lower-level, club-level parking and VIP tailgate passes for every Chiefs game. And don't forget to enter the Tickets for Less Chiefs VIP contest for your chance to be treated like a VIP at the next home game. Only at ticketsforless.com.
When you're ready for some Kansas City Chiefs football, Hy-Vee is ready for you with party platters, sub sandwiches, burgers and brats, chips, dips, specialty cheeses and gourmet crackers, decorated football cakes, cookies, brownies, and a huge selection of craft beers and beverages. So whether you're planning a party from the back end of an SUV or the backyard of your home, elevate your tailgate at Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is a proud sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Flu season. It'll get here before you know it. Good thing it's never too soon to get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Save yourself some worry and get your flu shot today. Plus, use your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card and you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas. There's no appointment necessary, so why wait for the flu to get you? Visit your Hy-Vee pharmacy and get your flu shot plus your 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount today. Some restrictions apply.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri. You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Reliable Ralph. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's Reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Seconds left in the half. It's Tyreek Hill. He's at the 30 of the Cowboys, 25, running out of blockers. He's at the 20. Hill's inside the 15 to the 10. 5, touchdown! Kansas City! An incredible play! And the Chiefs get an improbable touchdown with no time left on the first half clock. Yeah, that was something. Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Market Grill, our Chiefs Kingdom show brought to you by Tickets for Less. Check them out at ticketsforless.com. And our big crowd here tonight can talk to Bentley. She's walking around here somewhere. All right, let's now introduce and give a big cheer to the man who designed that play. I've seen them practice this over and over. I'll be honest, I didn't think it was going to work, and then it just kept working. I'm also going to say this, because we got to get ready to roll again. Off the deck and fired up, and let's get going. The young man that I'm going to introduce to you now, after bye weeks, has the best record in the history of the NFL. 16-2 after byes. That's not even comparable to anybody else. And our bye week in the our record after byes the last 2 years in the regular season is 18 wins and 2 losses. Give it up tonight for the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid.
Thank you, Mitch.
First of all, I got to ask you if you're okay, because we were getting words up in the booth like, man down. And I thought, you know, it was like the days when you were at BYU and somebody from Utah tried to snipe you or something. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. I appreciate you asking, but that was I was old on that play right there.
Hey, you ain't old, but we were getting man down, coaches down, coaches down. And we're like, no, we got to get him up. And you got back up. He is tough. He always talks about being dirty tough. Listen, our coach is dirty tough. And it's awesome to have you leading the way. All right, let's get into this game a little bit. First of all, let's talk about that play. You could just hear it in my voice. I'm going, sure, it's at the 30. And then it just, what about the job you guys did in executing a play to go 56 yards with 2 seconds left to go in a half?
Yeah, no, I thought D-Rob did a nice job. He ended up blocking two guys on it, kind of sprang it there. But Kels was involved. Demetrius was involved. And they, they got bodies on bodies there and did a real nice job with it. And then 10 made people miss, and it was like a punt return for him. He just took it right in.
I got to ask you about your guys, because I've seen you work on this from time to time, but just the belief that your guys had that it would work. I'd think, well, this would get about 40 yards, but it's not going to go 56 for a score. But what about your guys having belief in that play and actually executing it?
Yeah, well, we work on it every week. We work on it, and you never know when it's going to show up. I was proud of the guys for doing it. The guys in the box for alerting and making sure we got it run, and it came out, and the guys executed well. It was one of those neat deals to happen right at that time. We needed it, a little jolt going in at halftime, and that gave it to us.
And a jolt that you continued on in the start of the third quarter. You got 14 unanswered points without them touching the football. I mean, you took the lead. What about backing it up with a 62-yard touchdown drive right after that to wrap around the half?
Yeah, well, we hadn't done very well offensively in that first half. We had really done a pretty good job defensively the first half. So coming out that first drive was important, I thought, and we were able to put a nice drive together, take it down and score. And then they came back and, they got one too. And then some things happened. There were penalties there that I didn't think probably should have been penalties. Actually, that was before that. But there was a couple penalties there that I thought were questionable. But listen, things happen. Things happen like that. We got to overcome those and make sure that we get ourselves going. We weren't quite able to restart ourselves after that. We had our own penalties that took place on offense and things we can control that we normally don't do with the offsides and a delay of game and those type of things that normally don't happen to us. So we were kind of shooting ourselves in the foot and going backwards.
Yeah, let me ask you about the psychology of the moment, because I think everybody in the stadium, and there were zillions of Chiefs fans there, a lot of you were there at the game. The Redcoaters were there in force. But the psychology of that moment, because it looked like you were going to seize the game, and then what about kind of just letting it slip back right to them? I know you've alluded to it, but just in the next 7 weeks, starting with the Giants game, when that moment is there, that you seize it, take it, and run with it.
Yeah, well, those are things you can learn. We've had chances to do that before, and we took advantage of it, and we didn't do it yesterday, but we can learn from that. I think it's important that our guys step back and have a chance to kind of regroup and get ready for this second half of the season. I think it's important that the coaches do the same. It's given us a little time here to go back and see the things that we were doing well and kind of focus back in on those and getting ourselves right for when the players come back, so we have a nice plan for them and go up to New York and take care of business.
6-3, the Chiefs, again, one of the leaders right now in the AFC and leading the division by 2.5 games, or 2 games, I should say, over the Raiders. But I want to ask you about one of the things I'm sure you evaluate is third down. And let's start with third down defense, because the Cowboys yesterday were able to convert 3rd and 15 from their own 13 for 21. You mentioned the DPI. I was trying to stay level-headed about it. I thought that was one of the worst calls I've seen in a while, since Carl Cheffers. But anyway, and then a 3rd and 10, Danny Israel, the guy that's sitting here, he was the guy going crazy. But just the third down, again, seizing it, when you got 3rd and long, is you get off the field and stop folks. As you kind of quickly evaluate it, I know you'll further evaluate it, just your overall thoughts on that and what has to happen.
Well, going back on that, I thought Nelson really did a heck of a job on the play. I mean, I there are certain plays you coach the guys up on. You say, hey, you got to do this, you got to do that. He did exactly what we teach him to do, and I thought was in great position. So I'm not sure exactly what to tell him other than what he did. It was great coverage on a real good receiver, and he was physical with it. So and really had position on the guy, and the guy kind of flopped and got the call. So that happens. It happened to be a big call at that time. One that was costly as it went on. But you come back, and the next play, you had an opportunity to make an interception. You got to go up and make that catch, and we weren't able to do it. So these are things we can learn from, and this game is always evolving, and things can change in a week, but you can't just think they're going to happen. You've got to make them happen. And so we've got to do that as coaches and players collectively. We've got to do this and go make change, and so that's that's what will be our goal here coming back next week.
I don't know who else in here has confidence the coach is going to make this bye count, but being 16-2 in his career after byes, that is huge. And 18-2 as a team in the regular season after byes, that is huge. Coach, we talk about the golden triangle of offense, and you've been in the top five for much of the season in all three areas of the triangle: red zone, touchdown percentage on offense, two-minute offense, third down offense. But the last two games, the third down offense has not been as fruitful as it was earlier. What do you see in the last two games that needs to get fixed, do you think?
Yeah, so it's what you said. I mean, both sides of the ball on third down, we didn't do very well. You got to get off the field. And then on offense, you got to stay on the field. And so our third and 5 to 7 yard area there, we've got to do a better job. We always talk about narrowing that distance. We're not getting enough on first down and being as productive as we want there, and putting ourselves in a bind on second down. So when you're given this opportunity on third down, though, to make plays, and I've got to go back and I got to make sure I evaluate it and get the right things called for the guys and so on. So we've all got a little piece of this pie, and we've all got to do a little bit better. We're lucky that we have a good quarterback to do it. We've got a good offensive line and good running backs and wide receivers. We just collectively, everybody has to put it together on that down. That's kind of a money down right there for you as a football player and coach. You got to come together, and everybody has to function. One guy's off. If one guy's off, it can botch the whole play. So that's where this team thing comes in, and so when the play's called, we got to go out and we've got to execute it and do it to the best of our ability. And if that's not the right call, then we fix it, and then we get the right one in the next time. So that's how it all goes. And nobody's pointing fingers, which is a good thing. Everybody understands that we've all got to pick our game up and play. We've got a good locker room, strong locker room, and. You know, we might get after each other, but it's all with competitive love in mind and challenging each other to be better. And that's what we've got to do here these next few weeks.
You wanted to start this season fast. You want to start games fast. You started the season fast at 5-0. It has been a grind. There have been Thursday nights and Sunday nights and Monday nights and very little routine so far in these first 9 games. So what about just the importance of the bye? What do you tell these guys? How do you guys handle it as a staff? And the best way to maximize these days now, ready to push for the next 7 regular season games, get ready for the Giants, and hopefully a run all the way to Minneapolis.
Yeah, so you do that. It's been crazy. Maybe the craziest since I've been in the league as far as the schedule goes. It's been fun. I mean, that's a great challenge for you. But this bye comes at a good time here. You're able to step back, get some guys healthy, and get some of the bruises of the guys that are playing healed up, and then go back and evaluate some things and get back on the horse and go. And how you use it, like you're saying here and with the question, how you use it is very important. It's important that you just don't go lay on a couch for a week, but you take care of yourself and then you get out and you move around a little bit and heal up, and then you get yourself mentally and physically ready to come back with a tremendous amount of hunger and to achieve. And so, and I'm talking now coaches and players. I'm not just talking about players here, but they've got the physical part and the mental part, and the coaches just have the mental part of it. So we've got to make sure that everybody together is rested up and the battery's recharged and you come out for this final push.
I want to ask you about how you handle the coaches, because you've got guys with four decades of experience. You've got guys that are just getting started. And the coach is built to grind. You grind. I try to tell people all the time how hard you grind. But does it become almost defeating sometimes to grind through this bye week? I mean, I know that's way you're built of like, well, let's fix all this.
Yeah, so Redhead, is you take these 2 days and you grind like a son of a gun. And you get after it, you get a little pizza, and you go watch the tape, and you go over all the different situations, and you work your tail off. And then after that, you back away for a while. And then you come back, and you're ready, you get ready to go. And but for these 2 days, you put your nose to the grinder here, and let's go. And let's figure out some things while it's fresh on the mind and heart right here. And it hurts a little bit here, but you get in and you dig it and grind through it and make sure you get your work done.
Well, we got a bunch of folks here that'll be ready to go when we come back and when you get back, and we're going to let you grind here for the next 48 hours. But it's a tradition now to get you fired up for the next one. So he gets us fired up. Let's get him fired up, everybody. Head coach Andy Reid of the Kansas City Chiefs. Heck yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. Hi to those redheads, man.
They're right here. And for Coach to grind, it's time to put the hammer down, baby. When we come back, we've got an APB on Mitchell Schwartz. 89 games, 89 starts. Mitchell Schwartz, the NFL's Iron Man, will be our guest next. We're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill, Chiefs Kingdom Show, 350 Highway in the great city of Raytown, presented by Tickets for Less. Check them out at ticketsforless.com. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Dak Prescott steps up under pressure, Zombo's cradling, and takes him to the ground rodeo style at the 12. It's calf roping, and a -5 on the sack by Zombo. Frank Zombo gets his second sack of the year, and this one wins the trophy at the County Fair Rodeo.
Chiefs needed more of that, but give Zombo credit. Zombo's playing his rear end off, and that is huge. And so the Chiefs defense will try to get it rolling against the New York Giants when we come back after the bye. And it has been a tradition that the shows after bye weeks, usually there is that two words we said. No, we're having a show next week. Yep. So we will have a show next week, just so you know. And that show, like this show, will be brought to you by Tickets for Less. We're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill, 350 Highway in Roadtown. Tickets for Less, best seats, cheapest parking, and largest tailgate party at Arrowhead. We also are doing a game show tonight because you can win fabulous prizes if it's the show called Which Mitch is Which. And I have four contestants that we have pulled from our studio audience to play this game after I introduce my special guests tonight. But the show Which Mitch is Which, we have four people who will be playing tonight. Representing the city of Raytown will be city engineer Jason. He left already. Then Michael Stolzel, representing the city of Raytown, the executive assistant, will be a guest or a player tonight. Cleo from the Redcoaters will be one of our contestants tonight. Big Chief Eric will be one of our contestants tonight at Hy-Vee Market Grill, 350 Highway. And Sean McGowan from the Irish Brigade. So let me move down. We got to get him some more slack. Let me move down here. We don't want his streak to end because of an ear pull. And he can't play in the New York Giants game. He is here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, our special Chiefs Kingdom show. So you four contestants, BCE, Michael Stolzel from the city of Raytown, Sean McGowan from the Irish Brigade, and Cleo from the Redcoaters will be playing a famous game show called Which Mitch is Which. Okay? So it is time for me now to introduce just a fabulous person who has made a gigantic impact on the kingdom ever since he rolled into town. As a former Cleveland Brown and now a Kansas City Chief. He is the newest NFL Iron Man. He has played more consecutive snaps than anybody in the National Football League consecutively. This game against the Giants will be his 90th game and his 90th consecutive start. Ladies and gentlemen, that's hard to do. This is a fabulous and remarkable person and player. Tonight's guest, Mitchell Schwartz.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And he's exceeded only in excellence by his lady who's here tonight, because Brooke is here tonight, too. We got a, you're going to be coming out on stage here a second. You can't go in there and hide. But Mitchell Schwartz, man, what a terrific pickup for us at right tackle. And we got to talk about yesterday, and then we're going to push on a little bit. But just, man, you've played so many years in this league. You get it, what works, what doesn't work. What about yesterday as you've had a chance to kind of chew on a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, personally, not my best game. So it's, go back to the film, see what, like you said, what works, what doesn't. When you get in situations like that, you kind of just revert back to your base fundamentals. Talking to Coach Heck on the sidelines, and it just goes back to just day one stuff, good hand placement, good body position, things like that. And I think kind of as a unit, that same mentality for the offense, went to the game and put a lot of emphasis on being physical and having a good run game and coming out and not really being able to establish that. And, we came out in the first drive of the second half and did a lot better and moved the ball. But, we kind of put ourselves in a hole in that first half there and weren't really able to climb out of it. So kind of just getting back to the basics. I mean, taking this week to, refresh the body, refresh the mind a little bit, get away from it. But also, like you said, realizing that we're on – the last four games, not our best four-game stretch, and just figuring out what we need to do to keep up the consistency that we had the first part of the season.
Yeah, and running the ball, and how good was it to have it? Nothing against, I love Cam Irving, and I love Big Zach. Zach's been on the show. But how good was it to have the Canadian doctor on your shoulder again?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he brings a toughness and a physicality there. And, everyone who watches him sees that, and it's pretty evident, when he's out there and what he can do. And it's good to have everyone back on the offensive line. I mean, I'd like to think that when we're all healthy and rolling, we can be one of the best units in the NFL. Just, like I said, we got to go back to being consistent. And we talk a lot about establishing the run game and not having negative plays. And we had a few false starts yesterday, and we weren't really able to get that run game going. So just figuring that out really on this bye week and how we can make that better going forward.
Nobody's had a bigger assignment the last two games than the young man here, Mitchell Schwartz, because you had Von Miller on Monday Night Football. Did a great job there. And the dude you had yesterday actually leads the league in sacks.
Yeah, he's a great player. I mean, obviously Dallas don't really play them too often. And like you said, he came in leading the NFL in sacks. And, he does some stuff that's a little bit different from anyone else and kind of getting used to that. And, that guy's got a bright future. I mean, he's doing great things this year. I'm sure he's on pace to be a Pro Bowler and put up 20, 21 sacks or whatever it is. But, in this league, everyone's got a couple great pass rushers. And, it seems like every week you're going against a guy who's either led the league in sacks or is currently.
But early in the season, you guys were rocking it. And, Kareem, you guys were running the ball at 6 yards a clip. That doesn't happen very much in the NFL. Just as you think about it, you're going, okay, how are we going to get back to that? Because you had said part of this is backing up. But in your mind, your first read on it would be, we got to do this to get back to where we were.
I think consistency, on an individual level with our fundamentals, usually when an offense isn't clicking, it's one guy, one play, one guy, the next play. If you go over, a 10-play series, you only feel like, well, I only had one bad play. I'm playing a decent game. But, and that's your one play over those 10, and it's 10 different guys one at a time. That just kind of builds up, and it's the ultimate team game. I mean, you need everyone clicking at the same time. And so for us, as a line, to be able to give Kareem that room to run, get him into the line, get him some one-on-ones against safeties and corners and things of that nature, that's really our goal. And it kind of ties in, like I said, no negative plays. Same in the run game. I mean, you can't let him get tackled or have to make cuts in the backfield. You got to present a clean running lane for him. And then also, not just being content with covering that guy up. It's really about the second effort to remove a guy from a gap. And, in this league, if you get an extra 6 to 12 inches of space, I mean, that's sometimes all the guy needs to break an arm tackle or run through a hole. And so, getting on your guy and then doing it with the physicality to be able to, get those lanes just a little bit bigger so we can run through them.
Yeah, particularly the cat you got running through those holes, hopefully the next 7 weeks. But I'm going to tell you, when you play 89 straight games, 89 straight starts, and you're the NFL Iron Man, you've been on this show before. You know how it is. If you're Mitchell Schwartz, it's time to put the hammer down, baby. The linemen are smart. They never actually hit the table. It's only like the punter and the specialists. And, I mean, they're the ones that screw it up.
You bad things can happen when you do that.
Yeah, well, particularly when you're 340 pounds. It's like, yes, it's physics. And you're one of the smartest guys I know. All right, now let's get into some of the good stuff here. What you need to know about Mitch is he's probably, you've got to be the best chef on the team, I'm guessing. Nobody's even close, are they?
I'd say I like to post about cooking more than anybody. Larry's got some good cooking skills. He whips up some crazy French stuff that you never heard of and doesn't really have any recipes and kind of makes a mess of it. But by the end of it, it's tasting pretty good.
But it's all French. You don't even understand it, right?
No.
Actually, the book is there. There's a book out. And those of you who don't know, Mitch's brother, Jeff, played in the NFL, played for us, actually. But it's Eat My Schwartz.
Yeah.
Great name for the book.
Oh, yeah, it's a great name. It's a hilarious cover if you guys haven't seen it. You know, we have, like, suit and tie up top, and then on bottom we just kind of have boxers and a little bit of the juxtaposition between business and play. And then my brother's got a big turkey leg that he's eating, and I'm kind of looking at him like, what are you doing over there? And it's a pretty good representation of our relationship. Usually he's eating, and I'm looking at him wondering what he's doing. So they pretty much captured us in the cover there.
I'll also tell you, Mitch is a fabulous follow on Twitter. But don't be hungry if you follow him, because he's always doing something with recipes or tinkering with this, and he immediately makes you hungry. You have a power over something where you have to have – and he's even sent me a recipe for fajitas that I want to use.
Yeah.
I got family here tonight. We're going to try them out. Anyway, I thought, man, that looks really good. But, I mean, this is you're going with this now. This is taking some momentum, right?
Yeah, I mean, I love cooking. It's something that I've always enjoyed, you know, growing up. I watched cartoons for a little bit and then kind of grew out of that and migrated into the Food Network of all things. And, you know, I base a lot of my food knowledge and just watching Food Network and being a curious kid. And, you know, you get home from school and I was either at baseball practice or needed something to do. So just took a liking to it from an early age. And like you said, Twitter is a good showcase to kind of show off some of the recipes. But you don't get to be this big without a little bit of food knowledge. There's two ways to do it. You either just kind of go out every night and eat things. And you tend to not eat as healthy when you go out. And your choices are a little bit limited. It's a lot more fun to cook at home. You have control over things. If you like things a little spicier, you can do that. If you like them a little more mild, or if you like, you know, if you like fish more well done or more undercooked, it just depends. You get control of everything that you're doing on the plate, and you're able to really cook the things that you like and enjoy doing it. And it's a fun time.
Unless you come to the Hy-Vee Market Grill, then that's when you want to go out, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And there's some healthy stuff on the menu. You'll see it. I've recommended some of it, but so Brooke is here tonight. His special lady. I'm not going to say more than that because we're going to get into the game show, which Mitch is which. But anyway, I've often said, I don't know what you did, but Cleveland was good to you, my friend.
Cleveland was. That's you know, the best thing that came out of my 4 years there in Cleveland. And as you always say, I don't know how it happened either, but you know, I got really lucky and just, you know, pretty lucky to have her in my life.
I will say this. They're getting married. So this is his fiance. Yeah.
Thank you.
So I don't know what's better, getting 89 straight starts in games or having that young lady be on your side. Anyway, Mitchell Schwartz is our guest tonight. And to play that many games in a row, that is huge. The NFL's Iron Man is on our team. When we come back, more fun with Mitchell Schwartz and our special game show, Which Mitch is Which? We will have that from the Hy-Vee Market Grill, 350 Highway in the great city of Raytown. And a show brought to you by Tickets for Less. Check them out. Get tickets for the Buffalo game right now at ticketsforless.com. We'll be back with Which Mitch is Which after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Test drive a Ford Escape and find out. With available EcoBoost power and a host of class-exclusive features designed to make life better. Compare Ford Escape next to a Toyota RAV4 or Honda CR-V, and the reasons start to stack up. The 2017 Escape. That's Ford. And that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on 2016 calendar year sales.
Hey, Chiefs fans, before your next visit to Arrowhead, make a change to your wireless playbook. Switch to Sprint and get unlimited for $25 per month per line with a fifth line free when you add five lines. It's the best price for unlimited. And 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile unlimited rates for a family of five. Don't let a 1% difference in network reliability cost you twice as much. Visit Sprint.com/unlimited. Sprint works for the Chiefs. It'll work for you, too. Sprint is proud to be the official wireless service partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Sounds like a touchdown for Chiefs Kingdom.
Limited time offer, savings till $131.19, then $38 per month per line for five lines without a pay discount applied within two invoices. Compared to advertised Verizon Beyond Unlimited, T-Mobile One Plus plan and AT&T Unlimited Plus rate for five lines. Carrier's features differ. Other monthly charges apply, include unlimited talk, text, and data. Streams video out up to HD 1080p. Music at 1.5 megabits per second. Gaming up to 8 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Claim based on Sprint's analysis of latest Nielsen drive test data for average network reliability, voice and data in top 106 markets. Restrictions apply.
Tackling a 250-pound running back could be tough.
But getting a great deal on a home loan with James B. Nutter & Company is easy peasy.
Keeping our boys out of the end zone this season's going to be tough.
But applying for a home loan or cash out refinancing to remodel or renovate is easy peasy with Nutter.
Apply online at jbnutter.com.
NMLS number 2067, not a commitment to lend. Loans available for qualified borrowers.
Hi, I'm Kendall Gammon with the Chiefs Radio Network. Have you ever noticed how many electrical contractors there are? Anyone can paint their name on a van. The only electricians with 5 years of accredited education from the nationally renowned Electrical Training Alliance are members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. The electricians of IBEW Local 124 have been through thousands of hours of rigorous training and testing. Their quality and value is unsurpassed. Find a list of contractors who employ them at IBEWLocal124.org.
The following is a message from your dreams.
Oh, is it too late? Is it too late?
No, you can still buy a Holiday Millionaire raffle ticket, Mr. Scrooge.
And the odds, are there still great odds, my good woman?
Yep, and now there are more than 4,200 winners, my good sir.
Oh, joy!
Your dreams are waiting, so play the Kansas Lottery Holiday Millionaire Raffle with even more prizes and great odds of winning $1 million.
This is by far the best dream I've had today. Trust me.
They're going to run a sprint out action. Alex Smith throws right side, caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! As it's Travis Kelce. They flood to the right side and a 2-yard touchdown pass.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Raytown on 350 Highway, our Chiefs Kingdom show, brought to you by Tickets for Less. Who made the key block on that play? When you flood the right side, your right tackle better hold the fort on that side. He crushed everybody in his sight. Mitchell Schwartz, our guest tonight, that play and his block was huge. And he's with us tonight right up here front and center. We're getting ready to play the famous game show called Which Mitch is Which. There are several Mitches that are involved in the Chiefs Kingdom, including two on the offensive line. We have two Mitches, a fish, a Canadian doctor, and an engineer. That's our offensive line. Because Witzman's like an industrial, or he's like a civil engineer or something.
Something like that.
Something like that. He's really crazy. We have two engineers on our team because butt kicker's an engineer. All right, here's our contestants tonight right in front of you. Michael Stolzo from the city of Raytown. Megan, who's from Joplin, drove 3 hours to get here tonight. Big Chief Eric is here tonight. Cleo, famous red coder. And also Sean McGowan from the Irish Brigade, who was all Mideast League Pro Bowl slot back. All right, here we go. Here's our first question on which Mitch is which. You can hit your buzzer. Which Mitch has an insta-famous puppy dog? Big Chief Eric.
I'll say
Mitch Holtis. Mitch Holtis, that is wrong. Anybody else who has an insta-famous puppy dog? Featured on Instagram.
Mitch Morse.
It's Mitch. Morse is not right. Yes. Mitch Schwartz. Yes, that's right. Sean McGowan gets it. All right, we got to know the story here. Instant famous pup. If you go on Instagram, your dog has become famous.
He has.
What's with this dog, Mitchell Schwartz?
You know, he's a cute dog. We got him a couple years ago. years ago, and Brooks started doing a little Instagram for him, and he's got over 85,000 followers now, which is insane. I mean, when you think about it, he's got, I don't know, something like 15 times more than I do. He's by far the most famous part of our family. No, so we got the Instagram, and, you know, instead of flooding our own pages with pictures of the dog, we created our own, and it seemed a little silly at first, but it gained a lot of traction, and she's done a great job keeping it updated, and people seem to love it. I mean,
okay, so it's a dog.
Yeah,
85,000. Okay, that's pretty cool. All right, which Mitch is which? Sean McGowan gets that one. Which Mitch played football at the University of Missouri? BCE.
Mitch Morris,
that's right. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. So BCE gets a point. I don't think any of these questions have where you played college ball. They don't, but you played at?
Cal.
Cal Berkeley, that's right. Not to be confused with Cal Irvine or the other Cals. Here's a question. Paid attention. Which Mitch is engaged? Cleo, partially right. We're going to give you credit for that. Cleo gets it from the Redcoaters. Which Mitch is engaged? Trick question. Mitch Morse and Mitchell Schwartz are engaged at the same time. Trick question. How's that working?
That was sneaky.
It was sneaky. How is that going with two engaged guys?
It's great. We can talk about wedding plans together and, you know, kind of how to navigate that whole situation. It's ours has been great. We've been engaged for close to a couple years now, so we've had a lot of time to go through the wedding process at our own pace and make sure everything is running smooth.
Is Brooke going to let you cook for the wedding?
No, we're leaving that one to the professionals.
Okay, good. The other big question here, and the guys ask me a lot, because Mitch is very proud of his Jewish tradition, and in a Jewish wedding, I'm told, they lift you up in a chair. It's called something. It's like a...
They do. They... Yeah, we
Evan Miller,
we will have enough linemen to lift me. I know that's the next question.
Well, you're 300 and something.
Something. So, if we got my brother up, we'll be able to get me up. He tips the scales a little more than I do.
But you sit in a chair, and they lift you up.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is looking back at the pictures from my brother's wedding, it's he and his wife, and his chair is like here, and hers is up here. He's so heavy that everyone's having a tough time keeping him quite as high as his wife. So I'm sure that'll
be. So Brooke gets lifted too. Brooke goes up in her chair.
Oh, yeah. She's going
to
be terrified.
Who volunteers to put Brooke up in her chair? Yeah, I'm with you on that one. We'll let Austin from Joplin, Megan's fiance, handle Mitch Schwartz. All right. Which Mitch is which? Here we go. The game has continued. We got three people with 1 point each. Which Mitch can name every high school mascot in the state of Kansas? Michael Stolzel. That's right, Mitch Holtis. Yeah, you can try me out. That's right. And that's very proud I've got. That's a distinction I have. All right. We're going to skip that one. All right. And by the way, Thomas Chapman helping us out tonight along with Alex Aiello. I get that right. Aiello something. Colorado, Oklahoma State. All right, good. All right. Which Mitch has more starts as a Kansas City Chief? More starts as a Kansas City Chief. Dun, 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 dun. Megan. Mitchell Schwartz, she guesses. Good try. You got a 50-50 chance. Cleo says, yes, it's Mitchell Morse. It's actually Mitch Morse. Mitch Morse has 35 starts. Mitchell Schwartz has 25. Why? Because this streak started with the Cleveland Browns. It's a trick question, right?
Yeah.
25 starts, so that was the 89 minus 25. I'm not very smart. 64. We have 1 minute left to go in the game. All right. Which Mitch has the most consecutive snaps in the National Football League? Sean McGowan. Mitchell Schwartz, that's right, with 7,900. What is it now? I don't even know.
Somewhere in the 5,000s.
5,000? I'm just going to give you 7,000.
I'll take it.
Your buddy Joe Thomas had like, what, 10?
10,000, yeah.
Yeah,
over 10,000.
All right, here we go. Which Mitch authored a book with his brother? Megan's got it right. Megan from Joplin says Mitchell Schwartz. It's the book called Eat My Schwartz. It will be on display at her wedding. She's engaged to him. You're engaged to her. And Mitch Morse is engaged to somebody else. So anyway, thanks for playing. Thanks for playing our game called Which Mitch is Which. Give him a hand, everybody. We're going to go to a quick break, and then I'm going to ask Mitchell and Brooke how they're going to spend their bye week. It's time to get fired up, people, to get ready for these next seven games. And we're going to get it done because 71 is playing right tackle for us, and he's an awesome dude. When Mitch Schwartz is at tackle, it's time to Put the hammer down, baby. You've got it. Back to close it after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Hi, Alex.
Handoff, delay. Kareem Hunt, big run of the game. Flush side 40, the 35, trying to stiff arm a defender. He gets to the Cowboy 31. Byron Jones saves a touchdown on a 19-yard run by Kareem Hunt.
That was the longest run of the game. Welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom show. We're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill on 350 Highway in the great city of Raytown, represented tonight by Michael Stolzel, executive assistant. We had Jason here earlier, the city engineer. And our special guest tonight, Mitchell Schwartz, for being with us tonight. Mitch and Brooke get special gifts from Mazarich Jewelry, everything from wedding rings, you've already done that, bands to fashion jewelry, all 40 years, four generations, Mazarich Jewelry, par excellence. You guys can fight over who gets the massage. Hy-Vee, here's a $100 gift certificate from
awesome.
The great folks at Hy-Vee. You can do your
Thank you.
Getting ready for your cooking next deal. And Jamaica's Italian Sausage Company, you can use that for your cooking. Armand did not bring the stuff tonight. Armand looks like the movie star from a Netflix miniseries, so that's the guy. He'll get it to you soon, or we'll chase him down because Schwartz has friends. Okay, 40 seconds to go. How are you guys going to spend your bye week?
We're actually just going to hang out here. You know, don't really have anywhere special to go, but we rarely get to spend a week together here without some sort of football activity, so I'm just going to hang around and visit some places that we don't usually get to go to.
Awesome. Let me give you a recommendation. You haven't already done it because Veterans Day is coming up. This weekend, the National World War One Museum, if you haven't done already.
We did do that. Brooke had wanted to see that for a while, so we took care of that for her birthday.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. And if you haven't been there, it's great to do it during Veterans Day. And remember, call a veteran, say a prayer. We appreciate our veterans. I appreciate Mitch Schwartz. Thanks for coming out, my friend.
Yeah,
thanks for joining us on the Chief.
Been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, brought to you by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has Chiefs tickets at the lowest prices with no fees. Ticket differently at Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football